In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to episode 74 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'm Brian Shackman along with John Senecal. Hi, how are you?
What's up, Brian? How are you?
In life, I'm fine. As a sports fan,
I thought you were angry today.
I am angry, but it's not.
So
necessarily...
you're lying. Don't lie. Tell us how angry you are.
It's not all Red Sox related, but the theme of the show basically today, and we'll be short, sweet, and tight, and good. Are the Yankees that good? And are the Red Sox that bad? And I will start with the Yankees. And you just tell me, are they this good?
Well, if Judge keeps playing up to his walk year contract, yeah. And, you know, it's Stanton's playing in the field the 3 or 4 days a week that they wanted him to play, like the plan all along. Like, there's still a few guys that aren't hitting, but, you know, the key guys are putting the bat on the ball. And, you know, defensively, they've been good. The pitching has been great. The bullpen has been lights out. You know, you look back at like the last time they won in 2009, they had great bullpen. Phil Hughes in the middle, Michael King now in the middle. They've got a great team. It's just a matter.
When was the last time they won again?
2009.
Okay, 2009. Who were the stars on that team?
Teixeira, Sabathia.
Okay.
Jeets
was still there.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
But, you know, that said, I mean, again, it all comes down to health. And right now, the players are healthy. You know, Gallo disappeared, which is good. I mean, I don't know if he has a groin injury or a groin injury.
Or as you joke with Matt Serois on text, this is the beginning of the phase out of Joey Gallo?
I would hope so. I mean, you know, I'm his least supporter. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he wasn't vaxxed. Maybe Andujar wasn't vaxxed. I mean, everyone kept saying there's two people that weren't vaxxed on the Yankees.
Right.
We know it's not Judge. We know it's not Rizzo now because they're in Canada.
Right.
So, I mean... could have been Gallo. Who knows? But, I mean, they don't miss him, I guess is what I'm saying. We know that.
So here's what I would say. I think they're that good, but are they World Series good? I don't know. Like, I believe...
if you look around the league now, yes, they are World Series good. Well, because the typical players aren't doing what they should be doing.
But who are the guys on the roster who've actually won anything? Just Rizzo. Like,
yeah.
Who else has won anything?
Nobody.
Nothing. And listen, just because you haven't won something doesn't mean you're not a winner.
But some of them have been there, at least. They've been far. They haven't been the World Series, but, I mean, seventh game against the Astros.
I just don't have a lot of faith in that part of the equation. And then I'll just be proven wrong. But outside of – I don't know any of these guys – how they're going to be when they have to be great on the
Yankees roster?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you got Donaldson. He's been around the block. I mean, these guys have been around the block. It's not like they're just rookies with deer in the headlight look. You know, they're not the Detroit Tigers with a bunch of rookies or the Orioles. You know, it's so I'm not so much worried about that. They're ball players. You know, it's just a matter of these guys staying healthy. If they're in a good position, they'll go out and get the pieces they need. Listen, they still do have holes, right? I mean, Aaron Hicks as a switch hitter is not doing what you need him to do. We all know Gallo sucks. Somebody will get hurt. It's inevitable. Like,
yep.
You hope they don't, but somebody is probably going to get hurt. Yep. Like, a pitcher's going to go down. Somebody, like, I was talking to my son this morning. I'm like, all the good teams go through a down spurt. And he's like, well, not necessarily. I was like, well, look at last year. Like, Chapman was lights out for the Yankees the first to, like, July. And then he couldn't get out of his own way for months.
Well, you know how I feel about him.
So, like, you know, it's all about staying healthy. If the Yankees stay healthy, the pieces are there.
Okay, so the short answer is they are this good.
I think they are. I think they are. And again, listen, we talked in the last episode about how you finish April, right? And they're in good position after the first few, you know, 20 or so games of the season.
I mean, just do the math 30. On any day. For the Red Sox to get to 90 wins, they have to be really good. It's amazing to talk about 162-game season and 30 games in or 25 games in, you can already say that, you know, this will be a huge...
You've got a lot of clawing to do if you're out 7 or 8 games after a month.
Oh, my gosh. And so then we transition to the question, and I'll start with you two. Are the Red Sox this bad?
Listen, I don't obviously follow the Red Sox as closely as you do, but when they're not being talked about at all, you know things aren't good. Like, it's not... Listen, you're not at the shopping cart stage yet, obviously, but there's no buzz about the team at all. Really, there isn't.
Because they're not that interesting a team. And what I would say, and you now have Xander maybe in a walk year who's not a personality guy anyway. JD Martinez, I mean, he might as well be the Grinch. I mean, he just doesn't have a personality that exudes to fans. And Trevor Story, Devers is the only one that generates some excitement, but, you know, they're just not winning. For me, the whole data-focused stuff bothers me when they don't re-sign Kyle Schwarber and they're the worst production at first base in Major League Baseball. Now, I love Bobby Dalbec. I want him to be good, but maybe he's a 4A guy.
Yeah, he's like Hishigawa. He had good spring and once the meat's on the bone in the regular season, you're just not performing.
And same with Jackie Bradley. I love the guy. I do. I think he's a good human being. I think he's a great outfielder. But how can you have
Are you going to win with them?
I don't think you can unless everyone else is phenomenal. And the core... I mean, listen, Xander has had a great start. JD's been fine, and Devers has been pretty good. Those are three, okay? But Story's been nowhere. I don't think Verdugo is a guy you can rely on anyone to be that special because I just don't think he's that player.
I think
you've seen his ceiling.
Right.
You know, I don't think he gets better, right? And all the fears I had about Story outside of Colorado seem to be true, and that's before we even get to the pitching. So do I think that their Baltimore Orioles battle it out for the basement bad? I don't, but they're definitely fourth place. Like, I think in the standings, they're where they deserve to be. The record it should be better,
right?
But the Blue Jays are better, the Yankees are better, and Tampa just will be better just because they have guys you've never heard of that will play well because that's just who they are.
Yeah, yeah. And you can look at all the schedule all you want and say, you know, the Yankees had an easier schedule, the Red Sox had a little harder schedule. But listen, you still got to win the games you play.
I don't buy that either.
I don't put a lot of stock in that because they're all going to come around. You're all going to play the same teams. And it's just like look at, no one thought the Angels are going to be that good, right? But they got, Taylor Ward or Tyler Ward? You know, like these guys that are just... And Trout's being Trout again, you know. So
for now,
but you know they got a little bit extra right now. So you wonder if they're going to keep that ball rolling. Who knows? You know, it's interesting. You know, the divisions aren't really shaping up the way everyone thought they would, except for the AL East.
Let me ask you real quick. You talked about the ball rolling. Can I digress for a quick second? All this garbage about the baseball. What do you believe? I mean, the power numbers are...
That it was humidored and that it was down... It was
I don't know,
not
that,
wound
that
right
the baseballs
that.
Are bad or... I don't know.
Well, I don't get why... You know, listen, why would you have the baseballs bad in a year where everybody thinks you're a bunch of jerk-offs for back and forth? I think you'd want more home runs. You would want the ball flying out of the park again like it was back in 1995 or 96,
but
97, 98 after the strike.
Do you think there's anything to it?
I don't know.
Or is it just these guys being babies?
I think the pitchers are complaining because they say that the balls aren't sticky enough and not one ever ball is the same. Have you ever watched how Major League Baseball is made? Have you ever went on YouTube and watched that? I mean, there's like a zillion components to this little thing and like how could it possibly be the same every time? You're talking about stitching and leather and all that and like I don't know how they beat the cow or whatever they do. But, like, you know, like, how are you going to make that the same every single time? I don't think it's possible. I really don't. So until they figure out a way, like, oh, well, you know, we can weave. I read something else where in Japan they actually have a substance in the – they don't use like a leather. It's a synthetic, and it's actually a sticky substance built into the leather or something like that of the ball. Huh. So they don't have that problem in Japan, so I guess they might explore that. But for pitchers to think that every ball is going to be the same, I guess what I'm saying, Brian, I think you're crazy, right? You can't. Like, it's – a zillion little things. How are you going to make that perfect?
Yeah, but if there's enough people that talk about it, like there are certain years where they don't talk about it. There's certain patterns that come up over time where there can be some. I agree with you that there isn't, it's like a snowflakey kind of thing, right?
Right.
But at the same time, like they can have the general attributes that are similar. And they're, I don't know what my opinion is.
I just think it's crazy that they wouldn't be juicing the balls to get the balls flying out of the park.
Because they want home runs so they can make people happy.
I would think you'd want to. I mean, if you go to the ball game, what do you want to see? You don't want to, you don't want to see a no-hitter with nothing happening, really. At the end, you're like, oh, great, I saw a no-hitter. But you don't walk into the ballpark being like, boy, I hope I see a no-hitter today.
I got to tell you, I would rather see a single stolen base, double scores a run, a walk, a double scores one run, second and third, single scores two.
Old school baseball.
Then a grand slam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just...
I want to see a home run if I go to a game.
Right. I agree with that. But my point is that I want to see the ball in play.
Yeah.
I want to see action. I want to see plays made. Ever since that Theo Epstein thing, I've been thinking about it all
makes,
the time.
It makes total sense. I mean, but that, again, is going to take time for that to show and develop.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 74 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I want to rip through two people really quickly before we say goodbye. Robinson Cano, DFA'd by the Mets. They owe him 40-something million.
Brody Van what is his last name? Van Werman?
The GM?
That was the agent and became the GM. Yeah. I guess someone put a thing online that said Steve Cohen sent him a bill for $40 million.
Right. But Steve Cohen doesn't care.
He doesn't care, but talk about, like, you shouldn't be going to be a agent, then the GM, then sign the same player. I don't know. It seems a little sketchy.
It is a little weird. But the question is his career over?
I would think so. I mean, listen, two-time repeater, yeah, right? Like three-time you're out.
Like right now, you can't even take cold medicine.
Right, third time you're out, I believe, right? Third time you're gone.
And he's the closest active hitter to 3,000.
We talked about that last episode, right? He's like 2,600 hits, something like that. So he should be basically going for 3,000 hits this season, right around it, if he hadn't have been suspended and
arguably,
COVID.
He wouldn't have been close had he not done. He could have been doing PED since he was 17.
Probably. Like, yeah, and he's probably 45 years old, and we don't know it. But listen, he's left-handed. And there's DH in both leagues. So there's a very good chance he's going to land somewhere to play. I mean, he could still hit. Robinson Cano can still hit a baseball. I still miss him making that play behind second base to the Yankees. He just grabbed it behind second base, just fling it without looking.
And I like his swing, too. I've always liked his swing.
He had a great, I think it was with the Yankees, nine seasons, I think.
He had a good run.
He had a good run with the Yankees. And you know what? Looking back now, I thought they were crazy for cutting him loose, but man, they won that one.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The other one I did not want to talk about, but you did.
Oh, Bauer.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're using him as an example.
I really think that's the case. I mean, listen, who's been more outspoken against Major League Baseball in the last three seasons than Trevor Bauer? Really, nobody. He was the one that was pushing about the whole spin rate and the spider tack and all that. He was calling BS on that all along. He was calling BS on their whole investigation on the Astros. And then he goes and throws a ball out of the stadium. He gets kicked off of basically two different teams. Nobody wants him. I mean, the guy's kind of been a mess his whole career. Like, he's been a guy who's supposedly a Cy Young caliber player who's that good, has bounced on from Arizona to Cleveland to Cincinnati. Like, he's a cancer.
So they just want him. So you're saying that
they Canseco'd him.
Well, but the thing is that, you know, I think they also are trying to take a stand against.
They're taking a stand against that, which is going to send a crazy message to the NFL, I would hope, but they don't give a shit. I can't believe I just said that. That's the first time I've sworn on this.
I think it is the first time. Ding, ding,
mark
ding.
That. That is
Matt
the first
Royce,
time
I think the money
I
was
swore.
On me.
74 episodes it took me. And it took an NFL comment. I don't even watch the NFL.
I know. What's funny is
we were just
talking off air yesterday with some TIC folks, my day job, about how the FCC, I don't think, regulates this anyway.
They must not, because you can say anything on TV now. Have you ever watched Tosh.0? Oh my God.
But if I say if I say suck on the radio, I think I'm in trouble.
Well, yeah, by the court of public opinion.
No, no, I think that it can be.
Oh, really?
I think so. There's certain words, no, or maybe it's ass, that it's everyone says it, but if you say it on the radio, you can get written up, and then you can get like a couple hundred grand in fines.
Oh, that's not good. Good thing we're not on the radio. Well, let's get back to Trevor Bauer, right?
Violence against women, the thing is, he didn't get in trouble with the police. And the thing
making
is,
an
what you do in your bedroom is your own business as long as you don't hurt people consensual.
I think they think he was bad for baseball, period. Like, he does stupid stuff. He does the stupid jitter, the stupid sword thing. There's no place for that. Listen, you got a bat, you got a glove. Pound your glove, do something with the bat, unless you're not rowing the boat. That's lame. You know, flip the bat, fine, all right, go on. You don't need to take selfies. You don't need to holster your sword. I see that in youth baseball. It's annoying.
But you're painting,
they watch that.
You're painting him as a victim then.
Him?
Yes.
No.
Okay, it sounds like you think that he's being unfairly targeted
I think he sucked for baseball. I think he was outspoken. I think he thought he was better than he was, and I think he thought he was above the law. And I think if he's going to think he's going to fight Major League Baseball, he's not going to win. A-Rod didn't win. If anybody was going to beat Major League Baseball, it was going to be A-Rod. I mean, there was a lot more smoke for A-Rod. There's just a lot of like so-called speculation, no police report or whatever. But I know, Trevor Bauer's a jerk. I'm glad he's gone or he's going to be gone. So he probably never play again either.
Because when you say Canseco, I'll just say
this
last point.
You
know
what he can do? He can throw pitches to Cano on YouTube.
Okay. What I was going to say is that, you know, Canseco was on the right side of history, right? Because
let me finish.
And so he was the one, just because he didn't have credibility doesn't mean he wasn't telling the truth, and that's what we learned. So I look at Canseco as somebody who was sort of unfairly treated by the game. So the comparison for me is where I went, but you're actually not defending Bauer. You're just like explaining how he's viewed, and yes, you say good riddance.
Good riddance. And I think Major League Baseball thinks the same. They don't need him. Like, does Major League Baseball need Trevor Bauer?
Absolutely not.
No, Trevor Bauer needs Major League Baseball, period.
But there's a ton of guys just like that, though.
Right, but Trevor Bauer does have talent, but he's going to be a YouTube star now.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
The last thing I wanted to do, we didn't get to, because, you know, with the Angels and Ohtani in this week, and Ohtani nursing an injury.
He's not going to play?
TBD.
TBD.
He is one, and we'll do it in just 30 seconds each. I would pay to see him.
Yeah.
And there's really almost, I can't think of many, if any, others who I would pay to see. I wouldn't pay to see Mike Trout. I mean, he's a good baseball player. I wouldn't pay to see Aaron Judge. Like, who would I pay to see?
Tatis, when he's healthy.
Maybe Vlad Jr.
I looked forward to seeing McGuire in 97 when I was in San Diego. I watched him take BP when he was roided up, and that was a spectacle.
I had a
that
ticket. Was a spectacle. I went to the Fenway just to, he was in line to hit the major league record, and I spent a ton of money to go to Fenway to see him, and he didn't hit it that night. I'm talking about now.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I think, you know, Ohtani, if you could get both Ohtani, pitcher, hitter Ohtani, in the same day, that'd be great.
Is there anybody else?
You know, really, I mean, I think Trout would be fun to see. I mean, just because you know he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, even now if he left, he'd probably be a Hall of Famer, I would think. So, I mean, just to know you saw him play and just do something. But no, I mean, really, there's not that many people in Major League Baseball right now.
I've seen Scherzer pitch. It's impressive, but it doesn't.
But that goes back to what we were talking about. Do you want to see someone, you know, like obviously Scherzer has an opportunity every time to go out there and throw a no-hitter, but do you want to go there and just, oh, well, he dominated. Yeah, I get to talk about it, but I just saw a guy just carve somebody, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I saw. It was strikeouts.
Well, that's exactly sort of was my point. There aren't many people that you're willing to extend, like you'll pay to see your team.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I was watching the Yankee game and they're in Toronto and the attendance looked thin, right? And I was kind of like joking about it, but I just heard, you know, I found out that the Maple Leafs were playing down the block. So that sucked a lot of the energy out of the stadium.
Because they've been drawing well this year, actually. Yeah. Matt Stroys and I, the producer of the morning show, that when we took cuts from the Yankees or the Red Sox, it sounds loud from the crowd, and they're averaging over 30 grand a game when the Maple Leafs aren't playing. All right, he's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This has been episode 74 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. We'll see you soon.